Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Wake up, America. It's Thursday, May 11th. Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins and producer Sarah Tafoya. It is great to be with you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us across much of our great nation as we continue with day four of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I just want to say right off the bat, thank you. Thank you so much for your generous hearts. Our Relevant Radio listeners continue to be amazing. You continue to respond with great support of the mission of Relevant Radio, of bringing Christ to the world through the media. Yesterday was a very good day, and we need to continue to build on it today. A quick reminder, on Thursdays, I always take a moment to remember the institution of the Holy Eucharist on Holy Thursday by our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a day to make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament if you have a moment, just for a moment, to say thank you to our Lord Jesus. We're about, as we speak, about 44% of the goal here on this Thursday morning, so we really need your help to reach our goal of $3 million by tomorrow afternoon, Friday, at 5 p.m. Central. This really is it. It is now officially crunch time. So we only have today and tomorrow to go. It is the moment of truth for all of us. We really need your help. We want to start out really good here this morning to set the tone for the day. Or we're looking for 50 gifts. 50 gifts from 50 generous hearts to give hope, to give Jesus, ultimately, who is our hope. If you believe in the mission of Relevant Radio, if you love what we do here, if it really means something to you deep down in your heart, if Relevant Radio has inspired and motivated you and educated you to pray more, to go to confession, to go to Mass, to come closer to our Lord Jesus Christ and our Blessed Mother Mary, please then open your heart and give from the heart here this morning. You can do it here first thing this morning here in this 6 a.m. hour. You can make your pledge in honor of the upcoming Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. You can do it online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123. Remember, again, our show, we're the first show of the day here on Morning Air. In many ways, we're the leadoff hitter for the entire network. We set the tone, as I've said so many times. So please prayerfully consider just exactly how much the Lord is putting on your heart to give this morning. And if for whatever reason, if you just can't, then pray for the work here of Relevant Radio. We need your help, and we absolutely need your prayers, which is what we do every morning. We start in prayer during this pledge drive, always with the memorare prayer, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with this pledge drive. We put it in the Lord's hands. We ask for our Mother's intercession, and we also continue to pray for an end to abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit here every single morning when we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to bring in, once again, our Morning Air team, Glenn and Sarah. This is it, guys. It's just today and tomorrow. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great, John. Doing great. We're back at it because we're back to a 100% match this hour. Partnership Challenge Hour, 53 minutes left to go. Every gift matched 100%, so that'll help folks take a big bite out of our need. Things wrap up tomorrow already at 5 p.m. Central. So today needs to be a big day, but we're back at it with that 100% match. Got those great thank you gifts. Go online to see those at relevantradio.com, including the beautiful, beautiful image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, that framed print, yours with your $100 a month gift. And by the way, we want to start out, that would be $1,200 for the year. Start out thanking Joseph from Wisconsin, giving at the $1,000 level this morning. And it's early, so I'm not going to make too much noise, but we do indeed thank you, Joseph, for that nice gift, getting us started, as well as Todd out of Minnesota and Richard from Indiana, getting us started early this morning. Thank you so much for your gifts. And great day to operate, enjoy, as we always do, John, and invite folks to partner with us to give hope.
Thank you so much, Joseph. That is outstanding to hear, Glenn. You know, there was a lot of scapulars that went flying out the door yesterday. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of scapulars. Our Blessed Mother Mary's got to be smiling up in heaven to see that her scapular is being promoted, and so many people answered the call yesterday to get the scapular and the wonderful book by Archbishop Fulton Sheen, The World's First Love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a great day yesterday, and every day can be a great day. It needs to be a big day. Every hour needs to be big from here on out to get to that need of $3 million. So we invite folks to really prayerfully consider how God has blessed you during this last quarter, and how you can help bless others through Relevant Radio, how you can give hope through Relevant Radio with a simple gift in any amount, 877-291-0123. But that 100% match, again, is huge. It means if you give $500, it's matched with $500, a one-time $10,000 gift, matched with $10,000, and so on. And when we stop, John, to think a little bit about how Relevant Radio, you know, how much it's meant to us personally, not just a place to work, but a place to really bolster our faith, and all sorts of good things happen when you hang out for a while at Relevant Radio, right, John?
Glenn, Relevant Radio means so much to me. Obviously, I wouldn't be here talking to you this morning if it wasn't for Jeff Cavins calling me one day and inviting me to Relevant Radio before it ever started. Without Relevant Radio, I wouldn't have met my wife, actually, but it's a whole nother story, but there was a connection there. She heard that I was single on the radio, and so Relevant Radio got a huge assist. And obviously, Father Rocky celebrated our wedding. We're coming up on the 18th wedding anniversary. So everybody has a unique reason for loving what we do. They have a unique connection, and we do so many things here on this show, on Morning Air, on Relevant Radio in general. We try to look at the world and everything that's going on, whether it's politics or the law, medicine, you name it. We try to cover it from a Catholic perspective, even the world of sports. And I wanted to just share with you just some of the outstanding stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else but here on Morning Air. Former NFL quarterback Philip Rivers.
Very thankful for my faith. I think it started very simple for me. We don't miss Mass on Sunday. And I think receiving the sacraments, just that simple obedience, was very foundational for me as I grew and my faith became my own.
The Kansas City Chiefs two-time Super Bowl champion Harrison Butker.
I trust in our Lord. I trust in our Blessed Mother. And I really do feel like our Lord completely takes over and His will is done out there. And I wouldn't be able to handle those type of pressure kicks if it wasn't for that foundation in Jesus Christ.
Father Casey Cole, half of the Bleacher Brothers.
I think it's just so amazing when people say, well, the God of the Old Testament was so mean. Clearly you haven't read the Old Testament, because God's mercy endures forever. So many stories about Him patiently walking with their people, even though we're stiff-necked people. It's still the case today.
Good morning, Coach K.
I prayed before every game. I never asked to win. I always asked God to help me do my best.
Good morning, Sister Jean. It is such a joy to be with you.
People say to me, well, hasn't it gone to your head? No, it hasn't gone to my head. Anything that is good for my congregation and for Loyola, I will do.
Mike Sweeney joins us this morning.
At a young age, we were taught by mom and dad, our faith always has to come first. I'm grateful for the treasure of my Catholic faith, because without it, I would be nothing.
Baseball legend Jack McCann.
You know, it's hard to explain how much going to Mass each day was almost lifting everything away from your mind. And you knew the Lord was going to look after you, and He was going to help you make the right decisions.
Just a few of the reasons why you should support the mission of Relevant Radio. We need to take a short break on the other side. We'll be joined by Morning Air contributor and Catholic pro-life attorney Mary Helen Fiorito to talk about the nearly 50 Catholic women health workers' call for protecting women and the unborn. Stay with us. There's much more to come after this word from Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky.
This is Morning Air, your home for faith, fun, and news in the morning.
Jump into the conversation. Call 888-914-9149.
I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now.
And welcome back to Morning Air on this Thursday morning. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and producer Sarah. Thanks for joining us as we continue with day four, the second to the last day of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. Thanks again for all of your generous support, big or small. Every little bit helps our cause with only today and tomorrow to go. So I have a lot of faith in our Relevant Radio family. You are absolutely the best. As we do every morning, our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from 1 Corinthians 2:9. The Apostle St. Paul writes, "Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him." This is what our spiritual life is all about. This is what our ultimate goal is all about. It's about getting to heaven. Let's continue to persevere in the faith and run the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus our Lord. And we always pray with great confidence. That prayer that Drew Mariani prays every afternoon during the Chapel of Divine Mercy: "Jesus, I trust in you." Now, according to our Sunday visitor last week, dozens of Catholic women scholars signed an open letter calling for new conversations on reproductive justice while claiming that abortion restrictions endanger women. Nearly 50 Catholic women in the health profession are emphasizing the dignity of human life. Joining us live this morning is our regular contributor, Mary Helen Fiorito, who coordinated this letter by Catholic women health workers calling for protecting women and the unborn. Mary's an attorney, public speaker, and commentator on issues involving Catholic Church teachings, administration, and religious freedom. She holds the position of the Cardinal Francis George Fellow at both the Ethics and Public Policy Center and the DeNicola Center for Ethics and Culture at the University of Notre Dame. Good morning, Mary. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us once again, especially here right here in crunch time of our Give Hope Pledge Drive.
Oh, good morning, John. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners again.
Mary, very briefly, of course, Relevant Radio provides a platform for life and family and traditional values. Why should our listeners continue to support the mission of Relevant Radio?
Well, a couple of different reasons. First of all, God's never outdone in generosity, as Cardinal George always used to say. So any gift that you give, especially if it's a sacrificial gift, God is going to, you know, pay you back double for everything that you do to help others, and especially to help something that's so important as Relevant Radio. And I mean, when you think about the last year, John, all the conversations, I mean, just that you and I alone have had, where we've been able to tell our listeners what's really going on, the Catholic perspective on stories. I mean, I was just kind of reflecting on this past year, and my goodness, you know, in the mainstream media, you're hearing stories about now women are going to be put in jail for having miscarriages, and that a woman who has an ectopic pregnancy won't be able to have the kind of treatment that she needs to address that issue. You know, both of those things, just awful lies. And where in, you know, else would you have heard a clear explanation about what was actually going on if you weren't listening to Relevant Radio? So I'm so grateful. You've been one of the very few sources where I have been able to regularly appear and to let listeners know and to help people understand the truth of what's going on and the truth of what laws that protect unborn children really do.
Well, Mary, you know that I'm very passionate about the issue of life and protecting life and really trying to help women in a real way. And I want to talk a little bit, first of all, here this morning about this letter signed by Catholic women called Reclaiming Public Debates About Abortion and Reproductive Justice. What can you tell us about the letter that I know that you were instrumental in getting this across?
Well, there was a letter that was published by an organization called Faith in Public Life, and it's an sort of an ecumenical organization, but it would be decidedly to the left of center on a number of different issues. And kind of out of nowhere, they published this letter from 30 women who are Catholic scholars, theologians, and other kinds of, like, maybe a couple of philosophy professors as well. No one in the medical field at all. These are all, again, theologians and philosophers, saying that the conversation about what they call reproductive justice. So right there, you should know that this, it was going to be a problem. You have to be, the bishops need to listen to women like them. And then, unfortunately, they went on to have a public sort of open forum where the editor of one a very left-leaning Catholic periodical talked about her two miscarriages and how, because she had had miscarriages, she had had abortions, which just simply isn't true. And so I had the privilege of gathering together more than 50 now. We're still continuing to gather names. Catholic women who are obstetricians and gynecologists, who are neonatologists, who are nurse midwives, all who work in the medical field, and almost all who work exclusively with women and children. And, to correct, again, this false idea that somehow if a woman has a miscarriage, she's having an abortion, that is simply not true, because obviously the entire intention of having an abortion is directly and deliberately to kill that developing child, where in a miscarriage, the child has already passed away, and you're simply, removing the remains of that baby, which are removed respectfully from the woman's uterus. So it's a very, very different intent with both procedures. But I was just so thrilled to see so many Catholic medical professionals who have put their entire lives at the service of treating the sick, helping pregnant women to have healthy pregnancies, treating newborn babies, treating, babies in utero, that they were willing to come forward. And the letter that they wrote is very respectful. I mean, they address these theologians and philosophers as their sisters in Christ, and they say, essentially, you must really misunderstand what's going on here. We treat pregnant women every day. We welcome laws that protect our unborn patients. We are grateful for the advances in technology that, for example, there was that wonderful story in the news last week where an unborn child, they performed a brain surgery on an unborn child in the womb. I mean, it's incredible, the advances in science. So they talk about some of those things and then say, if you really want an open dialogue, we are here. We are ready to sit down with you. We are ready to hash out this issue with you and help you to understand perhaps some of the aspects that seem not to be clear to you.
You got to believe that it was very important, crucial to respond with an authentic Catholic perspective.
Oh, absolutely. And a professional one and a medical one. Again, these, not that theologians and philosophers don't have their place and can't express their opinions. They certainly can. But really, if we're going to talk about women and abortion and laws that allegedly, endanger women's lives, let's go to the doctors and the nurse midwives who treat these women every single day and have them explain exactly what's going on. So the letter, anybody is happy to read it. If there's any nurses or doctors listening to me now who would like to sign on to the letter, we are limiting it to Catholic women right now. We may open that up later, but it's on the website of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. So eppc.org is where you can read the response to the theologians and the philosophers. And again, if you're a Catholic woman who's a medical professional, please feel free to leave your name.
Real briefly, what is your hope that this letter will accomplish?
I really do hope the theologians and philosophers who wrote the initial letter, I really hope that they take the Catholic women doctors up on their offer to have an open dialogue. I think, we have nothing to fear in the pro-life movement from the truth and from science. And I think it's important, and to assume, my assumption is that these theologians and philosophers, that they've been told lies. They have been led to believe that somehow if you've had a miscarriage, you've had an abortion. And I think it's really important for Catholic doctors who have the expertise to be able to, share with them the good news that, no, you haven't. You haven't had an abortion. And if a woman is in a situation where she's miscarried, we can treat her. I mean, I think the most telling thing is, for example, with an ectopic pregnancy, Planned Parenthood used to have right on its website, we don't treat ectopic pregnancies because they're not abortions. But Catholic hospitals do and always have.
Well, we'll have to leave it right there. Thanks so much, Mary, for being with us. Happy Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. Thanks again.
Okay.
We need to take a short break. When we come back, David Carolla, the Executive Director of the World Apostolate of Fatima USA, will be with us to talk about the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Stay with us. There's much more to come as our Spring Pledge Drive continues.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
And welcome back to Morning Air on this Thursday morning. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for tuning in on this day four of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. Again, want to remind you to please open your heart and give hope this morning in honor of our Blessed Mother Mary, Our Lady of Fatima, in anticipation of the feast, which is coming up this Saturday. You can do it online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or, of course, calling us at 877-291-0123. Now, this Saturday, May 13th, is the 106th anniversary of our Blessed Mother Mary's first appearance at Fatima in 1917. It was the first of six apparitions of the Virgin Mary to three shepherd children. Our Lady identified herself as Our Lady of the Rosary. And in fact, on that day, May 13th in 1981, Pope St. John Paul II was shot in St. Peter's Square, and he believed that Our Lady of Fatima redirected the bullet and saved his life. 106 years later, the message of Our Lady of Fatima is more relevant today than ever in a world that seems like it is forgetting God. Joining us live from New Jersey is David Carolla, the Executive Director of the World Apostolate of Fatima USA and Our Lady's Blue Army, with much more on Our Lady of Fatima's message for today. Good morning, David. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
To be with you here.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Dave, you've been to Fatima, Portugal, so many times. What makes that place so special? And can you share just a little bit of what it's like?
Well, the special part of Fatima is, I mean, the message that you said, it's more relevant today than it was 106 years ago. Look at the world we're in, John. I mean, this is what she warned us of. But, you know, also maybe things aren't as bad as they might have been if people hadn't to some degree followed her request. Okay, Fatima is a special place. You go there, you experience just the special nature of it and her presence, and it's still there today, 106 years later.
A couple of highlights of the events that began on this day in 1917.
Yeah. Well, you know, this was the first of the apparitions, the first of the apparitions of Our Lady. Remember that they had the apparitions of the Angel of Peace the year before. These children were simple shepherd children, but they had been prepared by the angel for something special. They didn't know what it was. Today they would see it. They're with the, you know, they have their sheep, their flocks, and all of a sudden this lady appears. And I think they start to understand now what had happened the year before when the angel prepared them for this time. This was an introduction, okay? You know, be not afraid. I'm not going to harm you. Everything, it's reinforcement from the beginning. They ask, will they go to heaven? She says, yes. I mean, it was a very pleasant, beautiful thing. And I think that's what we have to look at, because they were being drawn into something bigger, as we are every day. And we're asked to do what they were asked to do on that day.
Briefly, our segments are so short here during the pledge drive, but would you say that the message of Fatima is a conversion and return to God?
That's exactly what it is, John. And this is it. Fatima is the reiteration of the Gospels. And if we Our Lady came to tell us that we were straying from the path, let's get back on it, because this world has become so pagan. Is just, you know, it's put aside our Christian roots, and you wonder why we have all the disruption that we have out there. You know, if we get closer to God, all this goes away. It truly does. If enough people get on their knees and ask and follow what Our Lady asked, then believe me, this world will clean up so fast it would make everybody's head spin.
And of course, you can go to BlueArmy.com for so many resources on Our Lady of Fatima. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, David. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. God bless you.
David Carolla, the Executive Director of the World Apostolate of Fatima USA and Our Lady's Blue Army. We need to take a short break when Morning Air continues. Bishop Daniel Muggenberg will look ahead to this Sunday's Gospel. Stay with us.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation.
here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
There's so many people like us and that are listen to you, Patrick. When you helped me, it was a great thing because I was spinning my wheels in politics and I was alienating my family. My son didn't talk to me for 6 months.
Oh, boy.
I thought, this is not the way to win the world. You know, Jesus already laid it out for me, so I had to follow in those footsteps.
That's beautiful.
I love you, Patrick. Thank you for your help. You really, and I tell people every day about you. And I love you and Cyrus. I love all you guys. Relevant Radio has really changed me. Okay.
We reciprocate that love, Judy, and the prayers. Thank you for that.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. Looking at life from a Catholic worldview, this is Morning Air.
On Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
When the sun is setting in the sky, everybody knows it's party time. And when the moon is rising high, I'll be yours, I know you will be mine.
And welcome back to Morning Air as our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive continues. I'm John Morales. It's good to be with you. And now it is time once again to look ahead to this Sunday's gospel. Always remember that the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ is powerful. When the gospel, the book eternal, is proclaimed, Christ is passing by. Jesus is speaking to you. So listen carefully as Bishop Daniel Muggenberg, the Bishop of Reno, Nevada, shares his weekly reflection on this Sunday's gospel with our very own Glenn Leverance.
Our gospel reading for this sixth Sunday of Easter comes from John 14, verses 15 through 21. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Time now to dive in for that gospel reading for the sixth Sunday of Easter from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. We do that, as always, with Bishop Daniel Muggenberg from the Diocese of Reno, Nevada. Bishop Muggenberg, always great to have you along.
And great to be here, Glenn.
Well, is our Lord, again, preparing his disciples, but inviting them to obey and to love.
Yes, and Jesus is very clear in this gospel passage that if we truly do love him, that there will be an obedience to our Lord's command and will for our lives that will flow from our love of him. So Jesus is telling us that love is not an emotional sentiment, but love is really that kind of devoted attachment to the Lord that seeks to do God's will in all things. And so that's a very powerful teaching because, you know, Jesus wants us to know that if we're going to abide in him, that abiding relationship is going to transform us and conform us to be like him.
It also speaks to love being an action.
Very much so. You know, throughout John's gospel, faith, love, these are all actions of God that are visible in his sending, his giving, his sacrifice for us, you know, his laying down of his life for his friends. And so Jesus is telling us that if we're going to love as he loved, then we will do the things that he did. And that's where John's gospel becomes profoundly challenging, because it is in loving as God loves and loving as Jesus loved us that we reveal God's glory to the world through the life of the church as disciples.
In addition to that, to help us to live out those commandments, to love one another, to love our Lord, the Holy Spirit is sent.
As we go through this Easter season, we begin now to hear these powerful readings about how the Holy Spirit is going to continue to mediate the presence of Jesus within the life of the church, and that Holy Spirit will be able to draw us into the abiding relationship of life and love that Jesus enjoys with the Father. The Holy Spirit will animate the church, and the Holy Spirit will carry on the very ministry of Jesus as our paraclete, the one who encourages us, us, the one who counsels us, the one who reveals all truth to us, and the one who intercedes for us before the Father. So this gift of the Holy Spirit is directly connected to the Paschal mystery. And so Jesus wants us to be prepared for this gift, to know how to receive the Holy Spirit and how to share all of the graces that the Holy Spirit wants to pour out in our lives.
Bishop Muggenberg, I'm sure I've noted this a few times during our conversations through the years, but it seems that almost with the advent of the Spirit, especially after our Lord leaves then, that the disciples who are kind of clumsy in their belief, at least as we think, oh, they're walking with Christ, they should be able to believe a little more strongly. But it's the arrival of the Spirit that almost seems to help them believe more strongly than even when they were walking with Jesus.
I think that is true. You know, Jesus told his disciples that the Spirit would be the one who would lead them into all truth. And when Jesus talks about truth, of course, he is truth incarnate. And the reality is that we face challenges in our world today that didn't exist in the first century. And so we need the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us understand how to live the presence of Christ in the midst of the challenges that we experience in our contemporary world. And so the Holy Spirit is the one who will do that, leading us into all truth, again, leading us deeper into the mystery of the person of Jesus Christ, present, alive, and wanting to work through us in our lives today.
Talk about comfort, though. But you know him because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you through the Spirit. That is some great comfort when they don't know what's coming.
It is a great comfort. It's a great promise. And hopefully we are experiencing that comfort every time that we come together and celebrate the sacraments. You know, when Jesus says, I will come to you, he always uses that pronoun in the plural. And so Jesus is reminding us that it is within his body, within the church, that he reveals himself most fully and that his presence dwells most clearly. And so through the Holy Spirit in the church, as we pray together, and especially as we celebrate the sacraments of baptism and Eucharist, Jesus does come to us, mediated by the Holy Spirit. And as we come to recognize and experience his presence in our celebrations, then the Lord is able to draw us as a body more deeply into the mystery of the Trinity itself.
Is it important for us to note, too, just that comparison and that inseparable partnership there between our Lord and God the Father?
John's Gospel is really permeated with these beautiful teachings about the necessary relationships of the Trinity. And in this passage, of course, we have the Trinity being spoken about in the Holy Spirit and in Jesus and in the Father. And so Jesus is relating all of these divine persons, and he's telling us that we can remain with him in this relationship. And that's a beautiful teaching on remaining, because remaining isn't just a static kind of, you know, passive presence. When Jesus talks about remaining or dwelling in John's Gospel, as sometimes it's translated, that's an active participation in the divine life. And so Jesus wants us to have an enduring participation where we are, you know, actively sharing in the graces that he experiences through this divine communion. It's really a beautiful encouragement and an invitation for us to seek that participation every day throughout the day.
Our Lord talks about more than being aware of the commandments, just knowing them, memorizing them, his commandments to love the Lord, love one another, but to live them out, to observe them, to know that observing means doing them.
Observing does mean doing them. Observing means conforming our life to them. But it's important that Jesus wants us to do God's will, which means to obey his commandments. Jesus wants us to do that by because of love. That should be our motivation, not because we're afraid of punishment. You know, he didn't say, if you fear me, you will keep my commandments, nor does he want us to just do that because we're looking for some kind of reward from God, you know, for being good people. So he didn't say, if you want to gain heaven, you will keep my commandments. Jesus wants us to be motivated primarily and consciously by our love. The same love that he has for us, that we are now turning and reflecting back to him in our own self-commitment for him, and, you know, even as we acknowledge his sacrifice for us. So when we are motivated by that love, We want to do what Jesus wants. We're going to seek to know God's will in every situation, and we will always defer our own will to that of the Lord. But again, we do so because of love. And it's when that motivation is in place that we can truly become heroic in our witness of holiness and virtue in the world. I mean, that's what motivated the saints, was their love of God and their love of neighbor.
So again, not just us checking boxes for our own path as straight as it can be to heaven, but being motivated by loving the other, which ends up helping get us in the right direction.
Very much so. And it goes far beyond just following rules. And that's what Jesus is wanting us to know, is that, you know, it is about relationship with him. It's not just about following rules. We will follow the rules out of that relationship. But if we're only following the rules, then we can miss out on the greater gift, which is the relationship.
Great reflection from this Sunday's Gospel. If you'd be so kind, Bishop Muggenberg, as to wrap us up with your blessing.
The Lord be with you. And may the blessing of Almighty God, who shares with us the very gift of divine life through the Holy Spirit, always animate our hearts and minds to seek to dwell in that communion every day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop Daniel Muggenberg. And now it is time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Got a series of good giving stories this week during our pledge drive. Our story today called Pay It Forward. My four grown children were all home visiting this weekend, so we decided to go out for brunch. The center of attention was my toddler granddaughter. She'd never had pancakes before, so we were excited about her trying them. We always try to make our family meals special, so this time we decided to order every kind of pancake they had and ask them to be served on one big family-style platter. We each took turns digging in and also feeding the baby, who just loved them. This was a lovely environment at the table with lots of smiles. As I was looking around the table enjoying this wonderful scene, a gentleman at a nearby table caught my eye. He was eating his breakfast alone quietly in the corner. He frequently looked over and smiled as my granddaughter continued to entertain us all. Suddenly, I had a great idea. I dug out a smile card from the reserve I always carry with me and I snuck up to the waitress. I explained to her that I wanted to pay that man's bill anonymously, and instead of the bill, could she please give him the smile card? Our leisurely breakfast was still going on after the gentleman had left. The waitress came over and told us that he had passed the smile card on and paid for another table before he left. Oh, great. Not only that, the waitress then came back later and told us the second table had now paid for someone else and passed the smile card on, too. Couldn't believe it when the waitress came back and told us the third table had done the same thing. What was really amazing, though, by the time we had left, half the room had ended up paying for a different table. Proverbs 19:17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed.
Thanks so much, Glenn, as always. Coming up next hour here on Morning Air, Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky, Father Francis Hoffman, will be with us to talk about all things Mary. We're going to talk about the Blessed Mother in this month of Mary. Plus, Kristen Hawkins, the president of Students for Life of America, will join us to discuss 10 reasons why life is winning in America in this post-Roe world. So stay with us. There's much more to come here on Morning Air next hour as we continue with our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.